That's what I will do because he is our friend. He said to those, a servant knows not what the master does. He said, I call you no more servant, and every man is a friend. Every Yisrael is a friend of Yah. Man say, Yah said, I'm your friend. Well, how much you gave us that promise? You're no more servant, but friend. Because you know the purpose of Yah. This dumb, wicked generation, this arrogant spirit today. You say what you want to. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, every form of doctrine that has been placed among the people today, it has been placed because of corruption, because of wickedness. Don't you understand? The faggots today, the dogs out of hell, they can sustain or substantiate themselves in what we call scripture because those in the midst of their slavery and their wickedness and their corrupt ways, they justified it from the same book. You can justify anything you want to out of this book. You can make it fit your doctrine or your circumstance. But that's the only way you're going to know the power of true doctrine. It has to be revealed by the Ru'ah. It has to be. It has to be men that speak this and proclaim it by the power of Yahweh. Because the faith to believe it, it comes by the word of Almighty Yahweh. We can be all pious all we want to. And think you're going to forget history, but history is history. You can't reject that. I'm in my 50s and I recall when it was colored and black. Colored and white. So don't give me that bull in my lifetime. I don't want to transpire it. Hallelujah. We don't want to deal with the truth of reality. Everything Yah says is reality, is truth. And this is a generation that hates it. I will protect no man. I'm set for defense of HaMashiach. I defend his word. Hallelujah. And so Stephen was a good man. He had favor of Yah. Did he have a bank account? But scripture says a good man will leave an inheritance. Did Shaul have a bank account? But he left an inheritance. It's either so or Yah's a lie. I know how these corruptors take that scripture. Did Matiti Yah have a riches or bank account or accounting? He had nothing, but he left an inheritance. These men were sown asunder. Read Ibrahim, Hebrews 11. It tell you what kind of men and women they were. Did they have big fine homes to live in? Did they have no certain dwelling place? That's what they had. Did they dwell in caves and dens? Did they leave an inheritance? Yes, they did. Our minds have been perplexed and twisted by this Christian undamnable lie and this doctrine. We need to be washed with the full of soap. And I bring you the fullness of the truth today. I bring you the fullness of the extent of this truth. Are there any good men? I began at the beginning of Yah. They were good men. And they are good men. Good man. Good man, how do you do? Good man. I'd rather say tough man, but good man. They are good wise. Scripture talks about good goats, good land, good water, but no good men. Damn them, a twisted mentality. The word tough, good, and only one place where it doesn't mean tough, a tube. And it means like if someone is going a good distance. I looked at every single scripture. It's 1,200. 76. But you couldn't comprehend that in one look. I looked at it more than one time. You lay around, fold your hand and sleep. I caused my heart to be full into the heart of my HaMashiach. I don't want to stand before you and not feed you anything, brothers and sisters. I want you to be fat when you leave, whether you digest it or not. The ninth chapter, turn back to the ninth chapter of the book of Acts. Now we know that out of the good treasures, a good person out of the treasures of a good heart bring forth things that are right. Do you all believe that? That says in Acts chapter 9 verse 36. Now there was at Yapa a certain disciple named Tabitha. That's a pretty name, isn't it? Beautiful name. I need to find out what that means. I don't know. But her name was Tabitha in the Aramaic. Tabitha. Which by interpretation called Dorcas. The scripture says the woman was full of what? She was full of what? Come on, hypocrites. She was full of good works. and kind act that she did. A good man out of the good treasures of the heart bring forth what? Good things. Did she bring forth good things? Come on, brothers and sisters. Your mind is so corrupt. That's why I established the scripture. To the pure, all things are pure. She did good things. That's why her name was Dorcas. Tevita. You cannot bring forth evil things out of a good heart. She did tough things. She did good things. It's either that this book is a damn lie or it's the truth. She did good things. Most people today do evil things. Their words are evil. Their actions. But because she had something in her, she was full. We're full of gossip and lies, are we not? Full of schisms and folly. But scripture says she was full. Did it say that? Just like it said, Zephaniah, Stephen, he was full. Full of Emunah. He was full of the Ruah. This woman was full of the powerful Maria. That men marvel at her. They took great delight in her. She was full of tough words. She was full of the mitzvah. She was full of the instructions, the commands of Yah. And she had kind acts. Kind acts that she did. That's all right. She was kind. She was full of kindness. She was full of the favor of Almighty Yah. That was the only way she could do the kind acts. She was a good woman. And the only way a woman can be a good woman, she has to have good works. And she had good works. Her works were good. Her works were good. They were good works. So they are good sisters. And they are evil women. They are good men. And they are evil men. Hallelujah. And scripture defines them. And I'm going to show you with a walk through the scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 12th chapter of the book of Acts. Julisha. Acts 22. You that are listening, hear this. Acts 22, verse 12. And one named Jeniah, scripture says, Acts 22, 12, he was a devoted man according to the Torah, having an evil report. Now, how could he have a good report unless he had good fruit? He had a good report of some of the Yahdims which dwell there. What? When you find a man that has no good report among brothers, he's not a good man. I don't care how he promotes himself. I don't care what he says. Now, I know that there's a spirit, can be a spirit of envy and jealous. When people are their own corruptness, they can't see anything that is right because they can't discern. But a good man, the treasures of his life, he will have a good report. A man will speak of his report. He doesn't have to tell anyone what men say of him. Brother Allen doesn't have to tell me what men say of him. If there's a good report, it will come. Nishau heard of the evil reports and the good reports. Sure he did. That's why he will send brothers, Rastus, to the brothers of Corinth to say, man, I've heard of the wonderful works and the good works. I send him to strengthen you. Receive him when he comes. Hallelujah. When Yah sends a man, I know how to receive him. He's not sending this twisted white boy mentality. He's sending the Hebrew mindset. And the Hebrew mindset is one to please Yah. He's not sending this Greek mentality that's always seeking after knowledge to think they know somebody, know something. He's not sending no mentality of the Yahdims. They're looking for a miracle. I want to see the mighty work. I see the mighty work every day when I wake up. When I see my feet move and my hands are able to raise up. When I come here in the bayit of Yah, when I can sing, as scripture tells me to sing melodies from her, I see the mighty works every day. Hallelujah. I see the mighty works every day. Every single day. When I can breathe here of Yah, I see the mighty works of Yah. So we're not Yahdims looking for some sign. We're not Greeks seeking knowledge to be prolific in our knowledge and to be recognized. We're Israelites. We're Hebrews. What do you mean? We prevail against even us. We prevail. And true Israelites, they do prevail. A white boy will never prevail. A black one will never prevail. A Jewish boy will never prevail. Only the true Israelites will prevail. Hallelujah. He was a man of a good report among all the Yadim that dwell there. Came to me and stood and said to me, and he's speaking to Shaul now, listen, brother Shaul, receive your sight. And the same hour I looked up upon him. So I say to you, my brothers and sisters, receive your sight today. That's what he said, Ananias, Shananiah, he said, receive your sight. He was a good man. He was a good man. He had a good report. There's nothing you could charge him against. Hallelujah. That's why Yah intend for us to live this way, so we can develop that good report, so others can see the way you walk. No strangers coming in here and telling us how we walk. You don't live here. I'm not going to let you do it. Well, there's a disagreement between Sister Roberts and Sister Dot. You don't know what this is. Hallelujah. You just leave that alone. Don't worry about that. Sister Dot, you didn't grow up with no sisters, but you had cousins. You all never had disagreements. You all never had any fights, anything like that. You did. I grew up with brothers. Now, I did fight my brothers, but my sister, I would not fight. When I got about 20 or 20 or 25, I could whip all my brothers physically if I wanted to. But at that age, I had a regard for them. Even though we disagreed on everything, I had a great respect for them. I never fought my sister now. Never hit her. Never done anything like that. But my brothers, hey. Yes, sir. Don't take all of them down. Every last one of them. When I got old, I wouldn't do anything like that because of regard for them. It was an honor. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, they're born adversaries. Well, we ought to be friends, that's what one fool says. Let me tell you something. In the house of friends, you're wounded. Is that your husband right there, sister? Sister Kathy, you hear me? Is that your husband? Is he more than your husband? He's your friend? Is he your head? Do you all get wounded in that house? Toda. That doesn't dissolve your friendship. That doesn't remove you from his bosom. That doesn't remove you from his bosom. This damn wicked world today. I want a strong man to stand before me. I want someone weak, strong, reprove me, tell me. Hallelujah. Come on, that's your husband right there. You develop friendship. In the house of every friend, you're wounded. But it's one thing, even though there are wounds, he still loves you. You have no man that will love you like that man there. And that will love his younger like that. I don't care what you think you may be. You have no man that will love you like that. Period. You hypocrites can sit here and think, I don't know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. No man. It's right man to love you. Hallelujah. So you're wounded in the house of friends, but they still love you. 30 years have been some scars there, haven't they? Whoa! Woo-hoo! But you still love. Hallelujah. Not this dissimulating trash that we call love. He was a tough man. And when he went to Shaul, he said, receive your sight. You, Shaul, said, receive your sight. Receive the light of Almighty Yah. I'm going to ask you the question, are there any good men? Hallelujah. Romans 5:6. Hallelujah. We'll reconcile, my brothers and sisters, even on all of our corruption by the blood of our Messiah. I cannot reconcile you, but I point you to the blood, the cleansing atonement. Yah says, as Shaul says in Romans 5:6, for when we were yet without strength. You ever been that way? Days without strength, days without comfort. In due time, HaMashiach died for the unrighteous. Were we unrighteous? Were we an unrighteous heathen people? That's why when we use the word Gentile or the heathens of the nation, don't you understand that Israel was incorporated in every nation and they were just heathens right along with the heathens? It's almost an oxymoron. Yahweh came to the house. He sent HaMashiach to the lost tribe of Israel. He's going to save his house. He says, look, for scarcely now, I understand what it says in that book, for scarcely for righteous man, or really, for scarcely for wicked man, will one die. Nobody's going to die for a wicked man. Nobody's going to die for a righteous man. And maybe, or peradventure, for good man, will some even dare to die. Now, undoubtedly, there had to be good men For Shaul to say, even for a good man, one would even dare to die. Was HaMashiach good? Sure he was. I'm going to straighten out the error in scripture what people preach, that when we say there's none good, no, not one. That's not what scripture means. I will show you what it means. It's so simple. But you got to go back to the beginning to find out what it means. And find out what HaMashiach was quoting and why he quoted that. He quoted that out of Tehillim. And you will see, and I will show you why he said that. Listen to this one. Don't turn, but just listen to this. It says in Mishlei, write it down, Proverbs 2:20. I want to give you a preference scripture because I want you to go back and study them. Proverbs 2:20, it says, and this is what Yahweh promised to those who seek his wisdom. He says that you may walk. No, I want you to turn that quickly. Proverbs 2:20. I want you to see this with your own eyes and examine this and feel it. When one seeks after wisdom, this is what scripture says. Hallelujah. Proverbs 2:20. It says, you're there, it says that you may walk in the way of what? Good man. Good man. Good what? So men is that plural or more than one or just singular? That you may walk in the way of good men. That's what wisdom teaches us. It teaches us that. You find a good man, you mark a perfect man, you mark a good man. For that man's faith will follow him to the end. So if you see a good man, what's wrong with walking in the way of a good man? That you may walk in the way of a good man and keep the paths of the what? Tzedekah, of the righteous. You see a good sister, you walk in her ways. One that works with her hand. One that is busy for the things of Yah. Don't get quiet, homie. We walk in the ways of evil ones, gossiping and lying and accusations. It's not of Yah. So when a man seeks wisdom, you walk in the way of good men. In the path of the Tzedekah. That's what you do. You walk in that way. Hallelujah. There's wisdom in all kinds of readings. But there's only one profound wisdom that comes from above, and it's the wisdom of Yah. It says in the Apocrypha, in the book of wisdom, listen. It says in Wisdom 18:9, wisdom. For in secret, the Kodesh children, listen now, they are clean children. That's what it says. For in secret, the Kodesh children of good men offer sacrifices. When you got children of good men, and that's plural, they offer up the sacrifices. They raise their hands to Yah. They sing to Yah. They bless Yah. They honor Him. That's why a good man will leave an inheritance to his house. So their children offer up sacrifices and with one accord agree to the Torah. They don't fight against the Torah. With one accord, with one consensus, they say the Torah is right. That the Kiddushims would share alike the same thing, both blessings and dangers, and already they were singing the praises of the Avats. Now that is what the children of a good man will do. They will offer up the praise offerings, the thanksgiving offerings, the Torah, and the hand clapping offerings unto Yahweh. They will do that. We must have good men in order that scripture may be right. Listen to what it says in Titus 1:7. Hallelujah. It gives us the very protocol or the character of a bishop, a leader. In Titus 1:7, a bishop must be blameless. He cannot be one that is always accused or accusations brought against him. And the only reason he has those against him because his life is so wicked. When a man thinks he has a calling, you can't have accusations against that man. A man's life will tell you what he is. A bishop must be blameless. As a spiritual manager of Yahweh, I like that rendition. He must be a spiritual manager of Yahweh. He must not be self-seeking, always gratitude or some kind of superlatives laid at his feet. Not soon angry. Not excess in the use of wine. He can't be a brawler. And it can't be given to filthy Luke. He can't care for the things of this life, money and greed. He must be a lover of hospitality. And a lover of what? A bishop must be a lover of what? Of what? Is that plural or singular? It doesn't say good in your book. It says tough and good in the one. I use two translations, two different translations when I study. Sometimes three or four. It depends. But that's what it says, doesn't it? It said a bishop must be the lover. Man has a calling. He's not the lover of good men. He can't discern a good man. He must be the lover of good men. He must be sober, just, quotage, self-control. He must be able to control himself. What if I can't love good men? When he's not a lover of good men, he can't follow a good man. He's a fool. Hallelujah. I love good men. Love old men too, because old men usually, their lies, they know they're at the end of their road. Sure they do. And they tend to be more sober and sensible. Even whether they're saved or unsaved. The old man calls me here. He called me the other day and he said, he calls me preacher. Preacher this and preacher that. But I like talking with the old man. I let him talk his religious talk because he's not going to hear me. He's not. They hear this radio station here. They hear the brothers preach. Believe me, people go on that station. They're not going to respond, though. But they do hear it. So bishop must be one of lovers of good men. Look at that. A lover. Do you hear that? A lover of good men. He must be a lover. He must be enthralled with good men. That's what a bishop must be. Well, Pastor Roberts, you're twisting scripture. We will find out, all right. I'm going to finish here. Jirac says this, from the beginning, good things were created for good people, just as evil things for sinners. From Yahweh Jirac 39:25. From the beginning. I use the apocrypha because in the first translation of the KJV, it was there. And I will tell you that all translations whereby man has put their hands on, they have done a little alteration there. And they all have been translated from the same 30,000-40,000 pieces of document. Identical. One may be a little more proficient. Other may be a little less proficient. One may want to swear according to their doctrine. That's why we need the Ruah of Yah. That's why we need men to teach us the way of Yah. It begins in the Torah. It begins in the discipline of Almighty Yah. So it's one thing from the beginning, the good things. Did Yahweh create good things? Did he create a good man? Did he create good things? So from the beginning, that can't be a lie. You can't reject that. You can just go back to the Bereshit of things and know he created good things. And he saw that it was good. And he called the first day, he called from the eve to the morning, the first day. So it was good. Man was good. Everything he did, he created for good people. He created for those that he created, and man was a good thing. That's what he was. Now let us get back here in the book of what we call the letters or the writings of the Shilishians. Back to Lucas. Luke. In chapter 8, Lucas 8:15. I want to establish something here because I want to read something that HaMashiach said and see whether it is the truth, what scriptures match up with what he says, that he spoke something that was contrary to Torah, the teachings of Yah, or he was just a flat-out fabricator. Luke chapter 8 verse 15. He says here, but that seed, the word of Yah, do you hear that? The zira, the word of Yah, the seed, that's what the word is, isn't it? The word of Yah, but that seed, on what kind of ground? Now what is he talking about? Is he talking about the earth out here? No, he's not talking about the earth out here. He's talking about the seed on good ground. Now are they, which in an honest and good land, when a man's heart is good, when a woman's heart is honest, having heard the word, they keep it. You hear this and then you keep it. You will know whether you got good ground. Having heard the word of Yahweh, they keep it and they bring forth fruit with what? With patience. We know what brings patience, right? Tribulations work patience. So when there's good ground, that when you find a good heart there, when they hear the word of Yah, they will bring forth fruit. They say, oh, I needed that, Yah. That's my correction. I needed that. Those words are for me. I needed those words, Yahweh. I needed to hear that. That is what I needed. I needed to be corrected. And it brings forth fruit with patience. It brings forth fruit with endurance. It brings forth fruit without complaining. That is what it does. Good ground, good mind, good life, bring forth good fruit. Good heart, bring forth good fruit. When they hear the word of Yahweh and they keep it, and they will bring forth fruit with patience. That's what they will do. Now, I want you to go back to Tehillim, Psalms 14. Listen to this. I want you to carefully hear that. This is what it says now. I want you to understand this now. I want you to understand. Hallelujah. No, first, go to Romans. Go to Romans. Romans chapter 3. Verse 9. Romans 3. Now, this is what Yahu says. He says in Romans chapter 3, verse 9. He lets us know that all mankind are sinners. We've all sinned. But he says here in Romans chapter 9, chapter 3, verse 9. He says, what then? Are we better than they? Are we better than the Gentiles or the nations? No, in no wise. For we have before proven both Yodim and Gentile, they are all under sin. Now look what he says. What he says in verse 10, he says what? As it is what? Come on, brothers and sisters. Now he said, as it is written, right? He said, there is none what? None Sadiqa, no, not one. Verse 11, there is none that understand, there is none that seeks after Almighty Yahweh. Now, he lets us know that it is written, right? Well, why is that not any that is Sadiqa or righteous or good? Now, go back to Tehillim 14. This is why Shaul said this. And the reason he said that, because the people had backslid and turned their back. And he was speaking of an occasion with the Yadim, Israel, to show them that they were in that same kind of mentality. Tehillim 14:1. It says, the fool has said in his lev, there is no mighty one. He says, they are corrupt. An evil man out of the evil heart bring forth corrupt fruit. He said, they are corrupt. They have done abominable work. There is none that is good. Because their works are abominable. Their works are filthy. Their heart is evil. And you know that their works, they are evil. They are wicked because their works are evil. An evil man out of an evil lab bring forth evil fruit, right? A good man out of a good heart bring forth good fruit. He says, so none is good. Why? Look down from the Shemayim upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek Yah. They didn't even understand what Yahweh wanted. They did not even seek Him. Now this is the clutch, here the key. That some of them, they all have done what? Gone aside. They are all together become what? There are none that does what? No, not how many? When you go aside from Yahweh, there's nothing good in you. That's why that scripture, I will show you a scripture. Let me finish now. That's why Shaul said, there's none righteous, none not good. He said, it is written. Because he had saw they have all had turned aside. They're going back to their abominable works and their filthiness. They're going back to their sinful practices and activities. So that's why they're none good. When a man goes back to that, he's not good. When a woman goes back to her polluted way, she's not good. He said, they've all gone back, they've turned aside, they've gone away from Yahweh. That's why there's none good. He went down to Sodom and Gomorrah, could he bring out anything good? He brought out what? He brought out Yisrael, did he not? He brought out Yisrael. He didn't ever say that there was corruption. He said, no, there's none not good, there's not one that is good, not one that is good. And the reason why, they are all gone to side. They are back in their abominable works. And you are doing abominable works and filthy works because your love is filthy, it's evil, it's vile, it's sadistic. And there's nothing good can come out of an evil, sadistic, vile heart. You can talk yourself up all you want. It means nothing. You can pay yourself to be up someone just of grandeur. You are nothing. That's why there's none good. That's why, because you've gone back. You've gone back on the Torah. You will not obey the Torah. You got away from the disciplines of the mitzvah of Yah. You will not hear them. You cannot receive counsel. You will not adhere to counsel. Counsel has no value to you. That's why there's a righteousness there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He goes on to say back in Romans 3:12, they are all gone out of the way. You see, that a good man he's led in the way, isn't he? That's what it says. Now Shaul says they're all gone out of the way. So they're not good men. If you're a good man, you're in the way of the truth, the way of the Torah. He said they're all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that does good, not one. Why? Because they've gone out of the way. When a man is good, he's staying in the way. He has favor of Almighty Yahweh. So that's why we say there's none good, no, not one. No, they're good men. A good women like Dorcas. There are men that are good. When I define good, you'll understand it even more in a better way. You don't understand it yet because I haven't defined it yet. You think good is what your mind or your vernacular, you've been raised in the hood, you got good, means something. You that are poor, you think it means something. You that are white, you think it means something. You that are colored, you think it means something. There's only one defined meaning of it. Hallelujah. And because Shaitan knows we're ignorant, that's why he set before us these ignorant men that will not even correct actions and deeds that they have done and things that they have spewed that was totally off base from Scripture because of their pride. They won't do that. And so we need men after the level of Yah. He said, no, there's none not good. He said, and look at now, he's talking about this people. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongue they have used it for lies. They lie with deceit. The poison of asp is under their tongue. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet is swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of shalom, the way of peace, they have not known. They don't even know the way of Yahweh's rest or the way of shalom. They don't know the comfort of Yah. He says, and the main thing, there is no fear of Yahweh before their eyes. They don't fear Yah. They don't fear the order of Yah. That's why these men think they can come here and they're going to instruct me. You are full of hell, man. Will you show me a life that is circumspectly before Yah? Will you show me the strength of Yah? Then maybe you can tell me something. But when you come here and show me you're ragged and you have no spiritual strength, you can't tell me nothing. You're not going to set one thing in order. You, your wife, your children, no one. I won't let you do it. I will reprove you and rebuke you. I will not let you do it. Coming out of the world of wickedness and mess, no discipline. Your life must substantiate what you say. How can I tell Brother Eldon how to treat his wife if I'm treating my wife like a dismal Jezebel, a hoe? How can I tell Jennifer how to honor, how can she tell Jennifer how to honor him when she dishonors me? How can I teach a young man how to be affectionate to his wife when I'm unaffectionate to mine? And if I'm unaffectionate to her, you will see that in my walk, in my actions, my deeds. You're a hypocrite, man. You're not a counselor. You have no strength of Yah. I don't care if you get upset with me. It makes no difference at all. Get upset because you're guilty. You get mad because that's you. So you won't tell me. You can tell someone that you think is weaker than you. But not this man. Oh, he may hear you out for a moment, then he'll shut your mouth and reprove you and rebuke you. He may let you talk, but he'll straighten you out too. Hallelujah. Now there's none that is good because they've all gone back. They're doing abominable work. They turn their love away from Yah. They're going after the things of darkness. They're not pleased with what Yahweh says. They've gone out of the way. A good man, he walks in the way of Yah. So they're not good men. They're wicked men. They're evil men. They're not walking in the counsel of Yah. They're walking in their own evil counsel. They're satisfied from their own hearts. They're evil, wicked hearts. A righteous man, a good man, he's satisfied from that which is within because there are good fruit there. And he brings forth good fruit, he eat that. You cannot have a witness of power, a true witness, when you think you believe this, and you're going to instruct someone in this, and you're not doing what this says. That's a hypocrite. That's just a hypocrite. You will judge someone with a severe judgment, and you're not even doing what the book says. You are less than a hypocrite. You're a dog. You're a dog. Yeah, that's right. You're a dog. You compel a brother to go a mile and you hypocrite, you won't even go 10 feet. You slothful beast, lazy belly. You going to tell a brother he has to do something, you won't do it. Hallelujah. Someone will come in here and tell, you got to submit to pastor, always obey, and yet you won't obey. You damn dog, you hypocrite. That's what you are. They're damned on their way to hell. I don't take it back. He said destruction and misery is in their way. Anytime you're around those, you're miserable around them because there's nothing that they say you can delight in. Just a miserable feeling. Because that's all destruction, everything they say, it's just, you hate to see them come. It don't bring nothing pleasant. Good man, he brings something out of his heart that's pleasant. Hallelujah. It may be something that cuts you to the core, but it's still pleasant. Maybe it's counsel of correction, but it's still pleasant. It may be bitter going down, but once you digest it, it'll be sweet in your belly, won't it? Sure will. It'll be sweet. Hallelujah. Oh, there are those that are listening to me in here, and those out there will get upset with me today, but that's all right. I'm a tough man. Yes, sir. So it makes more difference if you get upset with me. I like it when you get upset with me. Did they get angry with HaMashiach? All right then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, go back to Tehillim 53. I will read this in another fashion now. What David said, Tehillim. That's established what Shaul says in Romia. Tehillim 53:1. The fool has said in his lap, there is no mighty one. Corrupt they are, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that does good. Now that's the way that David quotes it here. Yahweh looked down from the Shemayim upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and did seek Yahweh. Every one of them is gone back. See, that's key that they've gone back. That's why they're not good. They've gone back. They're altogether become filthy. There is none that does good, no, not one. How the workers of iniquity, no knowledge, those that defy the Torah. The scripture tells us that an elder that rules well, he's worth of double honor. And these perverts come here, think they're going to dishonor the elder, the man that Yah's placed here. I will not let the dogs do it. I don't care who they are. Hallelujah. That's what scripture says. He labors in doctrine and truth. That's what I labor in. I'm not giving you no false analogy today. Give me the truth. The workers of iniquity have no knowledge who eat up my people as they eat bread. They have not called upon Yah. And that's where they will eat up people if you allow them. They will eat them up like white bread. It will destroy them. They don't even call on Yahweh. They call upon their own strength and their own corruption. That's why Shaul said that. He wasn't declared that there was none not good because there was a good man that came to him. Chananiah. He wasn't implying that he was showing the people why. That their ways have transgressed against Yah, they've gone back. That's why you can't find a good man among you. You turn them back. You turn away from Torah. You defy what Yahweh says. And that's why there's not one good. There's not one that loves Yah. Because you've gone back, your works are abominable, they're filthy, they're not clean. They're not the works of Almighty Yahweh. They're wicked works. They're not the works of Yah. You turn back, your heart becomes evil and wicked. In 3rd Yochanan, 3rd John, chapter 1, verse 12. He says this. 3rd John, chapter 1, verse 12. Demetrius has an evil report. He has what? Good. Say that loud, Brother Joseph. Good report, a tough report among some men. Among who? He had a good report among all men. So how can you have a good report unless you're doing what is good? He had a good report among all men, and of the truth itself, yes. And we also bear record of him. That is what John is saying. I can tell you he was a good man. You can't bear records of a good brother or good sister. Something wrong with you. I can tell you he was a good man. And you know that our witness is the truth. He said, you know we didn't lie. He had a good report. Well, I didn't think he was good. No, you know he's a good man. You know our work and it's true. You know it's the truth. You can deny it or you want to. He's a good man. He had a good report. What he did was profitable for others. He was profitable. Hallelujah. You got people that can give you $10,000 a week. That doesn't mean they're profitable. That doesn't mean what is profitable because they can give. That's not the profitability of a man. How much money, physical money, did Hamashiach give Shaul? Not a dime. Shaul didn't go around giving away money, but he gave something that was much more profitable than money. Hallelujah. That's why I say Deacon Benny, he doesn't go out and work, but he's more valuable to me than a trainload of gold. 20 boxcars. I'd rather have that. Hallelujah. That's not profitable. That's not profitable. Hallelujah. Rather have him than 20 boxloads of train of gold. Why? Because I know what money will do. It will corrupt you even the more. You think it won't corrupt you. I tell you what, get that kind of money, see what it does. You think like a fool. I don't want no $100 million here. You think you get $1 million, just think how your mind began to become twisted. How you think. I mean, that folks can't even be faithful because it was one thing that I learned. Evangelist Hartfield, he said, you know what? There are people that say they make it, the tithes $20 a week, they have no problem giving that. If it comes $100 a week, they have a little difficulty. There's a generation that don't even give to Yah. They say they love Him, but they're liars. How can a man say they love Yah and they hold back? How could that be the spirit of a good man? Lies. It's just the truth. Will you rob Yahweh? Will you steal from Him? That men that do it, that people that do it. At that conscience, because they're seared, they have no thought of that. It doesn't trouble them one bit. Now, that would trouble me. If I'm a man of Yah here, and I get up here and reprove you, and my integrity is not based upon the honesty of what I take this word and apply it to my heart, and I judge myself, but I judge you differently, then I'm a false hypocrite. If I'm doing something that is totally in error, and I'm saying that I'm a man of Yah, and I know what the scripture says, and I'm doing something against that, but I compel you to do it, I'm a hypocrite. So there are folks that don't even love Yah. They say they do. He said they love me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. Hallelujah. Far from me. Far from it. They talk a good gab. They got a gift of gab. But they don't love Yah. That's right, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I want to get upset with me. I don't mind that. I like for that to happen. I like to rouse you. Hallelujah. Why? Because you know when you get angry like that, you're a fool, because the folly, the anger, rests in the bosom of a fool. That's why the fool says, no, mighty one. I'm not going to take that. You're not going to talk to me like that. But that old woman at the well, she didn't tell her the Hamashiach, did she? She said, true, even the dogs. I know what I am. But I even desire the crumb. Even the dogs desire the crumb. This arrogant, hubris mentality today. He's not going to accept anything what Yahweh said. That's why He's only speaking to Yisrael. He's going to correct Yisrael. He's going to take the rod. He's going to correct true Yisrael. He's not correcting any devilish, hellish white boy. Any dumb black boy. He's correcting Yisrael. He's not correcting any Jew boy. He's correcting Yisrael. Period. Period. Hallelujah. That's who He's correcting. Period. Abraham. Hebrews 11:2. It's one thing that what faith does, it will produce something in you. Hebrews 11:2 says this. Read the entire chapter, Hebrews 11. You folks are lazy when it comes to Yah. Hebrews 11:2 says this. What it says? By it the elders retain what? You tell me there were men that retain a good report, that the words were spoken so marvelous about these elders. Faith calls one to retain a good report. By faith, the elders retained a good report. By faith, the elders retain a good report, an excellent report. By faith, they retain a good report. We need the faith of Yah in order to retain a good report. They retain a good report. It was known that they were good men. They had the excellence of Yahweh in them. We need faith. Not talk, not jargon. Need the faith of Yah, but that the elders retain a good report. Hallelujah. Shaul says to Timothy, as Timothy 2:3, he said that you therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. They are good soldiers. In order for them to be a good soldier, it has to be a good soldier. He said, you endure hardness as a good soldier unto Yahshua HaMashiach. You endure the conflicts and the affliction that men bring upon you as a good soldier. Endure it as a good soldier. And a good soldier does not give up. A good soldier will hold fast and hold on. A good soldier doesn't turn around and waits on Yah. That's what a good soldier does. Not a false one, not an evil one. You endure it. Well, brothers, treat me this way, you endure that then. Come on, there are some soldiers in the military, the hardship is much more harder on them than others. They're not brothers, that's why they can't endure. Turn back to Lucas. I want to kind of finish up with this here. And I will finish with this. Hallelujah. Luke 18. Now ask you a question, did HaMashiach contradict himself? All right, look at this, Lucas 18. Lucas 18. Verse 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master. That's what he called him, right? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Yahshua said unto him, why call you me good? Why call you me good? Now, do you hear that? None is good. Now, either he told the truth, he told an untruth, or we just have simply interpreted that wrong. Huh? Now, that's what he said. There's none good save one that is Yahweh. No one's good but Almighty Yahweh. Now, turn to Yochanan, John 10, 13 and 14, John 10. It is the Torah alone, brothers and sisters. It is the express revelation of Torah that defines what is tough, good. That this is what he says in John 10:13. Is that in the writing and read in your book? You sure it is. I want to read that. It says, the hireling flee because he is a hireling, and he cares not for the sheep. He said, I am the bad shepherd. He said, I'm what? Is that what he says? Now we read in Luke, he says, there's not one that is good, right? When a man turned back from Yah, when he goes away, he is not tough. He declares himself, he says, I'm the good shepherd and know my sheep. I am known of mine. They know me because I am the good shepherd. Yo, there's none that's good, only Yah. And that's why we need the discipline of his Torah to establish his good. That's the only way man can be good, by the discipline and the truth of Yah's Torah. Well, what is good? I know what we think good is. I know how we think. You're still thinking wrong what good is. I'm going to close with that and tell you what good is. It says in Michael, chapter 6, verse 6. The duties that Yahweh requires of us all. That's a home would always tell us about Ecclesiastes, both the duties and the commands of Yah. It says in Michael chapter 6, verse 6, look at this. He says, wherewith shall I come before Yahweh and bow myself before the Most High? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and calves of a year old? Is this how you come before Yah? Will Yah be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sins of my soul? Verse 8. He has shown you, O Ish, O man. Yah has shown. He has shown you, O Ish, what is good. Can I tell you what is good? That this is good. What is good? And what does Yah require of you, but to do justly, tzedakah, to do according to the Torah, to do righteously, and to love mercy, that is to love kindness and faithfulness toward Yah, and to walk humbly, shana, with your Abba. Now that's what he requires you. He has shown us what is good.
But this is what he requires us to do, brothers and sisters. This is the command of Yah. Hallelujah. You can never understand what good is unless you understand what he says. The foundation, the steps of doing good. So they are good men. And they are good daughters of Zion. Listen to this as I close Sirach 30:25. A man of cheerful and good heart will give heed to the food he eats. When a man has a good mind, a good heart, he will hear what Yahweh speaks to him. Not a fool, but a man that has a good mind and a good heart. Whosoever found a wife finds a good thing, and he obtained favor of Almighty Yah. Two places where a good man and a good wife brings favor. A good man and a good wife brings favor of Almighty Yah. Sirach 7:19. Do not deprive yourself of a wise and a good wife. Don't deprive yourself of that. Don't just marry anything. Make sure you got a wise and a good wife. For her charm is worth more than gold. A good wife, her charm is worth more than gold. A good wife is a great blessing. She will be granted among the blessings of the man that fear Yahweh, a good wife. She'll be granted unto a man that fear Yahweh. When a man fears Yahweh, he will grant him a good wife. He will have a good wife. Hallelujah. So it makes a difference what gender, male or female, right? They're good men. They're good women. Like the sun rising in his height of Yahweh, so is the beauty of a good wife in her well-ordered home. A good wife has a well-ordered home. It's clean. Hallelujah. Get quiet on that one. It smells good. Quiet, huh? House is clean. Smells good. Things in order. Get quiet. Guilt, huh? Hallelujah. Just like the rising of the sun and the height of Yah, so is the beauty of a good wife in her well-maintained, well-ordered home. Doesn't stink. It's not pissy. It's not foul. It's clean. It's nice. It's ordered. When the husband comes home, there's a wonderful spirit. It's a clean spirit. It's a pleasant spirit. That's why when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. He finds favor of Yah. I'm going to define this in closing. What the word Tav in the Aramaic. I'm going to read it, alright? Listen to this. You that are listening, listen. Tav simply means pleasant, agreeable, it's beneficial for you, well-being, valuable, kind, pleasant, agreeable to the senses. You understand, it is excellent of its kind, valuable in estimation, appropriate. It's better. It makes glad. It makes happy. It calls to prosper. It brings good understanding. It's kind. It's right. It's prosperous. It brings happiness. It's morally right, rich, and better. That's what good is. Do you hear me? That's what Tav is. That's what it means. You tell me there's not men that are pleasant, men that are excellent, men that are kind. We don't know what things mean. That's what we use them. And we use them because we've heard that it's right to use it this way. Now, I want to read it just from the Webster, what it means. Webster, good, of a favorable character or tendency, suitable. Now, would you ever thought that's what good means? No, you wouldn't have. Suitable is fit, sound, that can be relied upon. Come on. You tell me I can rely upon old Elder Martin? Something is wrong. You tell me the old man is not sound? His grammar may not be sound as Sister Dean, but his words are sounder. Sure they are. You tell me he's not a super old man. He carries himself the way he's all these years. You tell me his character's tendencies are not favorable. Even when he's been with me when I have to deal with circumstances, he always bring a greater subtlety and a softness to it than I would bring. Can be relied upon. Agreeable. We don't disagree. What Deacon Ben and I fight to disagree? Agreeable? That this is what good is. Pleasant? I think he's a pleasant brother. What's wrong with that? Huh? Wholesome? We're not talking about no folly of the world. Considerable? Man, come on, the brothers consider me. We consider, come on, you should consider each other. Considerable? Honorable? The scripture tells you to honor all men. Deserving of regard, that you respect him. Come on, when a man carries himself in a way, come on, you respect the man. Why would I disrespect Brother Charles? Tell me. Deserving of respect. This is what good is. Adequate. Not the best, not just adequate. Adequate. Satisfactory. Oh, it fills my heart to see the brothers, their faithfulness, that's satisfactory. Their kindness, their labor. Come on. Commendable. Even when you reprove one, you're commending them. Virtuous, that desires to please God. That's what good. So you find a good man, can you find men like that? They're virtuous, they're kind, they're skillful. And one thing about a good man is one thing that I love, and this, he's loyal. When a man is disloyal, he's not a good man. When a man is loyal, you know, when a man is good, he will be loyal. I don't care what you're going through. He will stand the course. When a man is not loyal, he's not good. He can build himself up all he wants. Now, this is the simple definition of good. Having a helpful character. You sisters call Deacon Ben, sister, when the Deacon Ben, brother yourself, we need. Will you tell me that's not helpful? That's what good is. What do we think good is? But we said, don't call no man good. Well, I call you good brothers, good sisters. The scripture talks about good land, good houses, good goats, good rivers, good water. And yet the most invaluable thing on earth, a man is not good, lies from hell. It is a short time to distort the power and what God has put in man. Having a helpful or auspicious character, helpful, nice, and pleasing. Helpful, nice, and pleasing. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on. That's what good is and tough. It's not what you think it is. It's not what we have been taught to believe, because we've been trained to believe that it means this. But that's not what it is. That's simple, isn't it? Go home and look it up in your Webster. Look it up in the Aramaic and see what good is. That's what it is. It's pleasing. Pleasing. Come on, brother, want to be pleasing to another. Want to be pleasant. That's good. Hallelujah. And when you turn back from those principles, then there's nothing good in you. When you turn your side and turn to your evil, wicked ways of whoredom, you're not good. That's what good is. Agreeable. That's why the pastor said, Pastor, it's so wonderful to talk to a man that we don't have to disagree and fight. Now, I'm not going to disagree with my brother. I don't look to any brother to disagree with. That's why I don't ask him questions, what you believe. I don't. Really, that's not an issue. I know that HaMashiach is alive and real, because if that was the case, he wouldn't even contact me. Oh, I may be shallow in certain areas, and he may be shallow. But that is the purpose for me to condemn him or to segregate him, because he knows more than me, and I'm offended at what he knows. I'm not offended at that. Not one bit. But that's what good is. Are there any good men? Sure there is. There are good men. They are. And there are many of them in Israel. Not wicked men. That's what good is. That's what a good wife is. She's pleasant. She's agreeable. She pleases. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just prefer using the Aramaic term. I like that expression. May God bless you. May heal you all. You that are listening by the live stream, may he bless you today. Had a little misfortune with our new mic system. All right. A little misfortune, but we bless you all for that. All you that are listening, may he bless you. May he enrich you today. May he strengthen your heart. May he cause your heart to love him above all things. We're going to press on here. We're going to do what Yah says. And I'm not going to be a weak man. I'm not going to count down to anyone. I don't care who it is. I'm not going to count down, brothers and sisters. Because if my strength fail me in time of adversity because of wicked men, then little is my strength. And I have no strength at all. And I won't let wicked men that have no proven track record of loyalty and commitment. No, I will not. Any man
have not committed one nickel here, any prayer, or any assistance, any help. I will not let them or those, I don't care what his nationality is. I'm simply seed of Israel. I will not let them come here and tell me they're not sent to help me. They're sent to get help. They need help. They're not sent to help me do nothing. They're sent to get worked on. And this preacher will work on you. I don't care if you're white born, I use that expression. If you're white born or if you're black one, doesn't make any difference at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Makes none whatsoever. I will deal with you. And a white boy get upset because you're dealing with his white trait. Same thing with a black one. I don't care whether you're from India, I don't care whether you're from Japan. It makes me no different. You're not right, you're not right. You're not going to come here from Japan. Not having lived like this, there was a group that wrote me. He sent me a picture of their leader. He's 6'8", 240 pounds. He's in Israel. He lives there. And they said to me, Pastor Roberts, bless you. Y'all bless you, Pastor Roberts. We started a community. They have one in California, Missouri, Texas, all over. They said, we certainly would like for you to help us. See, just the humbleness of that. I may not agree with them on doctrine, but their humble nature. I said, anything I can do, any wisdom, words of wisdom, I can help you, assist you. I will do that. You just let me know. Because there are things that I don't agree with what they teach. I don't believe that everything over there in that land we call Palestine is Israel. I know there are a lot of Zionists there. And when you use that expression, they call you anti-Semitic. I know there's a bunch of thieves and robbers and liars, the spirit of Sodom and Egypt there. Not the spirit of Yah there. Well, I believe that there are Israelites there. But not all that say they're Israel are Israel. Not all that say they're the seed of Abraham. They're not the seed of Abraham. They're not the lawn of Yaakov. No, I don't believe that. Hallelujah. Do I believe that? Something? Sure I do. I believe there are crooks and liars and thieves and a corrupt government there. I believe that. But I don't believe that everyone there that say that they have Yahweh, that they have Yahweh. And that he thinks he has to be there in Israel, that's all right. I'm standing right here. But the Jared tells me all the time, you got to get out of America. I said, nah, this is a place. He's got a war. He's got a Gideon here. I don't need that many for the battle. He's got a Gideon here. He's got a warrior. Gideonite. That's where I was, Honduras. He told me he's going to draw me a map. He's going to lay it out. Anytime I want to come, when things get bad, I can come down there with him. The community's down there. They're going to start, he and his wife. I ain't going nowhere, Brother Jared. If the waters rise up above this place, I'm going to stay right here. If Elamon drown, go down, I'm going to go on down with him. Hallelujah. Why? Because pressure in the sight of Yah, the death of his people. I have no problem with that. This thing is going to overtake the whole world. It'll be in Honduras. I don't care if you're in Japan or Korea. It's going to overtake. This spirit is already in the whole world. Hallelujah. 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 And I will not let anyone come here. And you all better hear me that's listening. You're not going to come here and do that. I'm not going to let you. Period. 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 I'm not going to let you do it. Not at all. Well, a wise man will hear the matter. I know I can hear a few words. I know what the matter is. Has anyone ever come to you and you know exactly what they're going to say? You know every word that's going to follow? That's a wise man. He knows the matter. I don't have to hear every word of the matter. I know what the issue is. So I know what the matter is. Shaul didn't hear everything that they were doing in the car. Now he said, I just got a glimpse of it. I'll probably believe it. I know what you're doing. Pack of hypocrites. So I don't have to hear every word from someone come to me. And every time I tell them, just stop. I know exactly why, because I've heard the issue too many times. Your same problems are the same problems you have every day, aren't they? Our problems never change. Our issues never change. They're always the same. Can I ask you a question? You that have been married, come on, most of you have been married a little time in here. The issues that arise up between you and your wife, they're always the same. Tell me what different is it. Come on, brothers and sisters. The issues are always the same. Do they ever change? Are they always the same issues? Sure they are. So I know what the issues among people of Yah, they're always the same issues, aren't they? They're always the same. They never change. The issues never change, it's always. Your issue with that sister, that brother, is always the same. You want to be great, just learn how to be a great servant. Learn how to humble yourself. Learn how to bow. Don't be such pig-headed hogs. Learn how to humble yourself. Learn how to serve a brother or sister. Learn how to submit. Learn how to do. Learn how to receive instructions. That's how you can be great. Be willing. Want someone to tell you what to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The only thing I learned in building this place is, I know the Spirit is right. That's why I'm not going to let some fruithead come here and tell me what is not right here. Because the brothers and I, we will be working
Brother Dolphus and Deacon Horn or whatever, building these buildings. I said, how we do this, brothers? Of course, come on, I know how to do it. I know exactly what to do. Come on, brothers. You know that. But I want them to tell me. Come on. Tell me, brother. Okay, what do I do here, brother? Well, I have no problem with that. That's the way we should be. Tell me, Deacon Horn. Tell me, brother. Hallelujah. We're going to split that wood on Sunday. I didn't take no pompous seat, did I? Man, I had that big old soul. Brother Dolphus had that thing weigh 50 pounds. Of course, you got some logs over there. Like, she get down to that thing. She's... I get a thrill out of it. I get the rolling. Sure, I did. I did. And then when I finished all that, after all that, did all that, I did my thing after that. Hallelujah. Yeah, I did. Hmm? That didn't wear me out. That just got me pumped up, ready to roll. Come on, I stayed out there with the brother I left. When I left, it wasn't long, believe me, there wasn't much done. I knew we had got it done. So it wasn't much to be done after I left. I stayed the course. Hallelujah. I thought about my brothers. Anything I'm beneath them. They're a good man. Hallelujah. So don't let nobody tell you that. Well, that's not good. Well, I'm good. Because the scripture says it. Hallelujah. So I say this. No white boy is going to come here and tell me that. Or tell me what to do. Told her your brother yourself. And any true brother is not offended at that. Or any true sister. Your white girl, your friends, your now I'm not dealing with the ones of color, I deal with them. I'm talking about the white boys. My trouble don't come from the ones that come from the white boy. Always the white boy. Always the white boy. Always. Every trouble, always the white boy. Always. They're not the true seed of Israel right now. Always. 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 The white gal that thinks she knows something, she knows nothing. They offended because of the complexion of my skin. There are many people, brothers and sisters, we have people go to our website. When they see me, when they see this man, the color of his skin. I had a woman right, she said, Pastor Robert, she said, you know something, because people like your color. You don't even see elders. Because it's, especially in Yahweh, they don't even recognize him. See, I'm glad to just see one. I'm a Israelite. Like you, that looks like you. I have people write me and say, man, I didn't think there were no people your color preaching like this. A couple of the Caucasians, they speak with such watered down message, just putrefied. Hallelujah. They ain't put nothing in them folks because that's why they're crazy as hell. And nobody wants to deal with it. Say that. I'm not afraid to say it. Hallelujah. You get tired with it, that's all right, because it's fitting you. Hallelujah. May God bless y'all. Come on, Brother Patrick. I'm not scared of no white man, no black one either. Well, you shouldn't use those expressions. I tell you what, you go out there in the world, they'll use them. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brother Yosef, my Hebrew brother. Hallelujah. True Hebrew. Yeah, that's what a true Hebrew is, one that loves Yah. To hell with the white skin. It's filthy. Ain't worth a nickel with a rat's piss. I say it that way. No more than other flesh. It ain't yard them flesh. It ain't black flesh. And I'm dealing with the white boy today. Because all of my trouble always come from Caucasian men. I'm telling you. Everyone that writes, I think they're a prophet. They think they're apostle. I got this little white boy. 28 years old. He writes me, you better hear what I say. I say, go to hell. Boy, you and your God go to hell. You telling me Yahshua? I say, Yahshua is not his king. Because if he did, he wouldn't even write me with these stupid. I told him, don't write me. I don't want even want your mailing list. And this dog would not take me off. I had to do everything it could to get his, so he couldn't send me his letters. Did we not, Brother Allen? You about to hear me. This is Apostle Daniel Lee. I said, you jackass. 28 years old. Broke. Don't have a pot to urinate in. I said, boy, I will never let you set foot on the grounds here. I said, I will never. Thus saith Yahshua to you, Pastor Roberts. You're going to come down. Now he's in jail. Now he told me I'm coming. Now he's in jail. You're going to come down. You're going to fall. He's going to destroy you. He's not going to totally destroy you. But he's just going to bring you down. Because you know I've not listened to Apostle Daniel. Apostle Daniel. I said, boy, you wicked child of hell. I would not listen to no fool like that. Why would I let him tell me? A little 28-year-old knucklehead. And that's what I get. Even though that old gal from New York, what was her name? Who? Leah.
Jesus had 1,000 questions. Shut your mouth, woman. She cried because of, get off the ground. Take out of here. She didn't want to go. Every one of the Caucasians that'll be there, every last one of them. They can go to a cabin. They're not going to do it here. Not going to let them do it. Your white boy spirit is not going to rise up here. And go, who it is? Not deal with it. I'm not going to let it happen. Because they see a man of color, they don't want to submit to that. What do they think? They're arrogant beasts. You're going to be surprised when they see HaMashiach too. That's just the truth. That's just the truth. Hallelujah. It's just pride of the enemy. That's what it is. They're not going to come and tell me. I don't care who it is. I'm going to deal with that spirit. Because there's some of you that got a little tinge of that energy. You need to be taken out of you. And this preacher here don't give a nigga what the rat poop poo. He doesn't miss it. Hallelujah. I won't cow down. So if I'm a coward, you ought to be coward. There ain't no coward. Hallelujah. You don't see them about the black boy. Don't worry about that. I'm dealing with the white boys today. I deal with them at that time. And a man that deals with the circumstances the way I do. You don't hear no Yahweh preachers. They got things so watered down, so soft, spun stroke. Don't even tell people about this sin. They love it. You go right over here in the chat room, them boys, they call themselves Hebrew. They talking about everything but sin. I said, they're missing the whole issue. You come and say, oh, Pastor Roberts, you're mad of y'all. And all of a sudden you go, no, you're not going to come here and do that to me. Hallelujah. I will stand till I die. And I ain't about to die right now. Hallelujah. Yeah, my heart may pump and may get a little flooded. That's all right. I do things, boy. I make my heart. I make it pound. I make it pound. You think you're going to die. Most of y'all will get scared doing it. I'm just telling you the truth. I ain't about to die. I'm going to die in his time. And if I die, let me die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ain't about to die. I'm going to live a little bit. Gonna need somebody around us, all right? Somebody that would tear this devil's head up. Is not afraid of white boys or black ones either. And I'm not afraid of them. Not one bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will say this before I close. I watched when I was in Christendom. I will watch all the years as a young preacher. I will watch. Even when the white brother would come, I will watch how the black preacher would give them just rule of everything. And I watched the same black preacher go to their place and they were in such bondage. They would not even allow them. They couldn't even pray for the folks. They wouldn't even allow them to do it. I've seen that. Don't sit there like hypocrites, like retards. I've watched that. I've seen it. I've seen the segregated, damnable lies. I've watched that white mentality. I watch these little humble preachers, they let them in, let them take them in and show them an extraordinary type of compassion, humbleness, and love. I've seen that. I'll never forget one of the first places, Evangelist Hartsfield and I went to, it was a little Caucasian church, and he said, I want you to just watch my brother. But I saw that, I said, man. And nobody wants to deal with it. You hear these dogs like TB and say, well, you know, this is what they say now. You know, God is going to raise up some black men. Like white men got the truth. Oh, they talk like that, you knuckle fool heads. No, Yahweh raised up his true Israelites. And TB is a dog. They ain't no true men of Yah. T.D. Jakes. This man out here, Paul Crouch, a faggot. Paid a man $400,000 and shut his mouth because he faggotized him. You think he's going to tell me what Yah's going to raise up? Like hell. Mm-mm. His God may do that, but not Yahweh. And so we're afraid to say what I say. Oh, Stair, he will get on the colored folks all the time. Tell them what they did and what they done. That's what he would do. Coward. Hallelujah. I did what was right. Have a whole group of places. You got a few little hands of Negroes that he... Tell it, getting on them. That's what he did. You folks can say he didn't. No, that's just the truth, you liars. Nigger this, nigger. The spirit of a white boy, that's what it does. I've dealt with it too much. I deal with it all, believe me, I deal with it all the time. All the people of color, they call me. They never respond. I'm telling you. There are a lot of people that call me. They never talk like, when a white person calls, I know what it is. Oh, is this Brother Roberts? Yeah, this him. Oh, how are you doing? This is Brother Jim up here, and I'm in Idaho. I got a question to ask. I say, boy, that's a horrible way to introduce yourself and greet somebody. Got a question? Huh? You would think you'd say, bless you, my brother. How you doing? Wonderful work you do. Oh, my. Beautiful picture. Well, I got a question I want to ask you. I want to know, what do you think about, what do you believe about this?
I said, Brother Jim, I'll tell you what. Well, that's a tough one, isn't it? Boy, where you pull that one from? Explain that thing to me. Well, I believe like this. I said, well, that's all right then. I ain't got no problem with that. Well, what's the issue?
Well, you know, I just want to see how you believe.
I say, well, you listened to enough CDs. You know what I believe. I believe in dealing with sin.
Well, you know, I said this to me and I wanted to call. You know, he told me to give you a word too.
He did. I get that. Believe me. I do. I have little white kids calling here all the time. This stuff to be done on this. This is little white kids come through here doing this. They threw all that stuff on that paint. That's who did that. They call here little white boys. Silly as hell now. They do it all the time. I'm telling you the truth. They call the 62 number. These little black kids that do that, they don't mess with us. They really don't. We watched these little white guys come in the other day, just crazy as hell, brother. I said, what are y'all doing here? Well, we trying to get the Chesterfield. No, they were not. They threw all that paint on our sign. I said, what's how wicked they are. Did our mailbox like that? You know, these folks on the street, they never bothered us. We first came in, we didn't have no problem with these little poor black folks over here. The old man went there, he came out there, he stood up there and looked. And I walked up and said, yes, sir, can I help you? He said, well, I'll just look at you. I just look at that. And I said, well, we down here, we just living. We brought that building here, this white boy up here. He came, he followed the man in here. He followed him. And so I want to tell you something. You ain't got no business breaking out on the bridge down there. DMV will get you for that. That's it. I said, man, he left out before he did that. Not even his business. You see why y'all put us over here? Just like when I came here, Mr. Thunderbird, he says, where do you live? Of course, I said, I live over there on Miller Road. He said, oh, you live across the lake over there, huh? Over that part, huh? I said, yeah, I knew what he was saying. He said, well, there's some good people over there. I said, oh, is it? There's some good people over there, huh? I ain't sure that the people are bad. Oh, that's some good people. You know, I said, okay. I hear you, Mr. Thunderbird. That's all right. I ain't got no problem with the people over here. Well, Miss Joyce, she ain't give us no problem. Sound like a fool, Russell. Ain't give us no problem. Huh? Ain't give us no problem. Hallelujah. And it's just the truth. Whether we want to deal with that true issue, it's just the truth. And we must confront that. I don't care if your skin color is cream and white as that. Hallelujah. That coat that Joseph... Yitzhak made for Yosef. That was a coat of every color. It represented Israel, the house of Israel. That's what those colors is. And we're a seed of Israel. I don't care what color your skin is. If you're a true seed, you're true part of the remnant. And I'm not going to let a white boy, because a white boy is not a true seed of Israel, nor is a black boy. And so I deal with the white boy. And I said emphatically, I want the folks to hear me. I'm saying that's why I'm redundant with it. I want them to. No more of that mess. None here. Hallelujah. Yah bless you. Told that, yeah. Let us stand to our feet. You that are listening, may Yah bless you richly today. May the word strengthen you. A little late, but that's all right. We have a great rest on the Shabbat of Yah. Come on, Brother Patrick.